And don't forget now, the movie tonight is my treat. I'm celebrating my new job.
That's right. You know, Walter sold his first used Toyota today.
Oh, does that mean we have to go see a Japanese movie?
Some of these X-rated movies are absolutely scandalous. I wouldn't be caught dead in one.
How about this one, Arthur? You like westerns. Painted Desert Perverts.
Here it is. Here's what I want to see. Grizzly Leroy.
Oh, come on, Walter. Be serious.
I am serious, Mort. I saw the ad on TV. It's supposed to be great.
What's it about?
About a man named Leroy who lives in a mountain cabin with a grizzly bear.
I mean, a man and a grizzly bear live in the same cabin? How could that happen?
Well, when the bear decided to move in, there wasn't much Leroy could do about it.
Sounds cute.
I know what I want to see. There's a Charles Bronson Festival on at the Somerset. And here, tonight's double feature is Death Wish and Mr. Majestic. Wow!
Death Wish. Is that the one where Charles Bronson goes around killing muggers?
That's right.
Ooh, why would he do that?
Well, because they raped his daughter and murdered his wife.
Ooh. What do they do in Mr. Majestic?
They take his stereo. You know, I refuse to see any movie that encourages people to take the law into their own hands. And you shouldn't see it either, Arthur. I mean, you're already hysterical just because there have been a few burglaries in the neighborhood.
I'm not hysterical, Mott. I just think we ought to take a few common sense precautions, like forming a citizens' patrol.
Armed with guns.
There's nothing wrong with guns in the hands of people who know how to use them, Marty. Like me. I was in the Army. These hands were trained to kill.
I thought you learned that in medical school.
With Mort, Arthur. We don't need guns. They only lead to trouble.
Now, come on, everybody. Stop arguing. I want to go see Grizzly Leroy.
Me too.
I guess I don't mind seeing Grizzly Leroy.
Oh, now, just a minute. Now, how about me? Nobody even knows what I want to see.
What's the difference, Mort? You're outnumbered 3-1.
Well, you three go on without me.
Oh,
no,
Mort.
No, it's all right, honey. I don't want to spoil your good time. And you know something? I'm really kind of looking forward to an evening at home alone watching television.
Oh, no, Mort. I want you to go to the movies with us.
Look, I refuse to sit through Grizzly Leroy. Now, what kind of a movie is that for adults? I mean, it doesn't even feature a big-name bear.
I really enjoyed that movie. I didn't know that bears could be so personable.
I like the part where they first met.
Yeah.
There he was with his leg caught in the bear trap, and he's grunting and snorting.
Yeah. Leroy was lucky that bear came along and let him out.
Well, that's funny. Wood left the door unlocked. I'll just get the light.
Did you see him? What they look like?
I'll never forgive myself. Huh? Look at this!
Walter.
Oh, how can I leave you alone like this?
Walter.
Defenseless, unprotected!
Walter.
What? Tell me. Say it. What is it?
Untie me.
Oh, yeah. The police will be right over.
Oh.
Marty, are you all right? How are you? Maud.
Maud, are you all right? Say something.
Oh, I feel terrible.
Get her a chair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here's one. Here. Oh.
Maud, did they hurt you?
No.
Maud, did they, you know? Did they abuse you?
No.
You sure?
I was here, Vivian.
What is it, Marty? What did they do?
They came into my house. My house! My house! They came into my house!
Arthur, get her a chair.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, these two men came in and gagged me and tied me up and then took everything from our house, our home, our sanctuary.
Oh, Lord, my poor Maud.
If it had been a fire or a flood or a tornado, I wouldn't have felt so terrible. I wouldn't have had this awful feeling of violation.
I knew it.
Marty, let me get you a sedative.
No, I'm all right. Just get me a chair. Oh, it was such a shock.
Listen, Walter, don't you think we should get in touch with our insurance agent?
Chick Sears. I know him. I'll call him.
Thanks, Arthur. Oh, this makes me furious. I mean, a couple of punks come into my house and tie up my wife.
How do you suppose they got in?
I don't know, Vivian. I was sitting in a chair, and the next thing I knew, I was being tied up and gagged.
You didn't hear them come in?
No, you see, I had just sat down and turned on television to watch the captain and Tennille, and I couldn't have been asleep more than 2 minutes when it happened.
They must have been awful.
It was. Their special guests were Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Finlay Residence?
Oh, officer, thank God you're here. Now you have to help us. Please do something.
Okay,
please,
okay, take please. It easy, take it easy. I'm Officer Lopez.
Oh, I'm Maud Finlay, my husband Walter, our neighbors, Dr. and Mrs. Harmon.
Carry on.
It was simply terrible. Two men came in here and just cleaned out our whole house. How did you get here so quickly?
I was around the corner when I got the call.
I'll go make some coffee.
Tell me, could you describe these two men, lady?
Not really. You see, they had stockings over their faces, but the shorter one probably had a weak chin.
Well, how could you tell?
That he was wearing suppos.
I'm sorry, I can't make any coffee. They took the stove.
What are you writing?
The stove. Hey, you know, I can't figure it out. How did they get all that stuff out of here?
They backed a van up to our front door.
That could be a clue, Maud. Maybe they were with a moving company.
No, I don't think so. They work too fast.
Well, where were your neighbors? Didn't they see anything?
Yes, they saw Grizzly Leroy.
Okay, look, I'll turn this over to the detectives and I'll have them check out the van.
Oh, thank you, officer.
Hey, but don't expect too much. It's probably stolen.
Wait a minute. Two men come into the house, steal everything, tie up my wife, and the cops can't do anything?
You people never learn, do you?
Learn what?
Well, you blame the police, but you don't do anything to protect yourselves.
What are you talking about?
You got a burglar alarm?
No.
Of course not. And what about iron bars for your windows?
I mean, they're so expensive.
And is it too expensive to put triple locks on your doors?
We thought about that.
You know, I bet you don't even have an attack dog.
I guess we're very careless people.
Well, don't blame yourselves. Que será, será. Whatever that means.
Well, Marty, maybe you'll listen to me now. This neighborhood needs a well-armed citizens patrol and quick.
Please, Arthur, I don't want to hear another word about citizens patrols and guns. I mean, particularly not after all I've been through.
Oh, Walter. Oh, Walter. Our break front.
What about it?
That's where I kept things that had sentimental value to me. Carol's baby pictures were in there. Oh, how am I going to replace Carol's baby pictures?
Oh, there, there, Maud. You can just take another one. Arthur, I think we ought to go now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll get it.
Look, here's Chick.
Hello, Doc.
Oh,
hi, Vivian.
Maud, look. Chick's in his jammies. He got out of bed to come over.
Oh, Chick, thanks so much for coming over.
Well, good night, folks. You got business to talk about.
Thank you. Now, what's all this about a robbery?
Why don't you sit down on the sofa and we'll tell you all about it.
Oh, boy. They really cleaned you out, didn't they?
Well, don't worry. It's not so bad.
Sure, Maud, we could buy all new furniture. I mean, won't that be fun? That would be nice.
That's the spirit. And I can have a check to you by the end of the week.
Terrific.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, that sofa, you bought that when you were married, right?
That's right. For $600.
Well, I want you to know that you're going to get at least $60 for that sofa alone.
$60? How can we get only $60 for a $600 sofa?
Well, we have to figure in our annual depreciation. But don't sneer at that $60. I guarantee you it's a lot more than those crooks will be able to get for that sofa.
I guess we really took those guys for a ride.
Okay, Mother, where do you want me to put the stool?
Put that right over there. Thank you, dear. Now, look, would you give me a hand?
Well, I think the living room is really shaping up.
Shaping up? We should put a sign outside, looters welcome. Yeah. You know what's really important? The way all the neighbors just pitched in and donated furniture. You know, look at this, Carol. Carol. It's a collector's item from the estate of the late Bela Lugosi.
Imagine what they would have given a neighbor they liked. Where's Walter?
He's over at Arthur's house. They're having a meeting to discuss forming a citizen's patrol.
Oh, they're not really going through with that.
I'm afraid so.
Mother, I don't know how you keep your spirits up. I mean, first you go through the ordeal of the robbery, and then you have to watch the neighborhood men running around playing vigilante.
Oh, you know, Carol, when I was a little girl, my mother told me two things about men that are really true. And the first one is that all men are essentially little boys.
But, Mother, they're going to carry guns. They're not acting like little boys. Those men are just plain dumb.
That's the second thing my mother told me.
Oh, hello, Carol. Hello, Maud. More furniture for your living room.
Vivian, what is it?
Arthur's first operating table.
Vivian, what am I going to do with it?
I thought you could use it for a dining room table. You could have a stand-up dinner for six.
Or a lie-down dinner for one.
Magnifying bubbles on the front and everything. Who gave that to you?
Yeah, I don't know. Who did, Carol?
I don't know either. Just came with a note signed anonymous.
I guess I'm not as well-liked as I thought.
Well, I'll see you later. Philip and I are taking Mrs. Naugatuck to the movies.
I hope you're not taking Philip to see Grizzly Leroy. Now, there's something basically unhealthy about a relationship between a man and a bear.
We're going to see that new Disney film, The Lamb Who Kicked Field Goals for the Lions.
You know, Maud, you've never really told me any details about your robbers.
Well, Viv, I really don't like to talk about it.
But did they, you know... Did they abuse you?
No, Viv.
Oh, Ma, now come on. You can tell me the truth. Didn't they abuse you?
No, Viv.
Are you sure?
I am sure.
Not anywhere?
Well.
Yes?
The big one.
Yes?
When he put me in the chair and he gagged me,
yes,
and tied me,
yes,
up. I think he fixed that crick in my neck.
Ah, oh, Vivian, there you are.
Oh.
I need you at home to help prepare refreshments for the Citizens Committee patrol.
Come on, Ward, huh? Why don't you change your mind and come to the meeting? You could help, too.
I refuse to have anything to do with a group that carries guns.
Maud, let's get this straight once and for all. Guns are necessary. Criminals are carrying guns. Don't you think that innocent victims should have the same right? And besides, under the Constitution, every American has the right to bear arms.
That's only for the purpose of forming a militia.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing, forming a militia. Criminals will stay out of this neighborhood once they know that we're armed.
So will I. Now, if it were up to me, all guns would be outlawed.
Outlaw guns?
Surely you jest.
Okay. So you really got two choices. First, you can use the 38 special I just showed you, which the police prefer. But that takes a lot of skill. So what I suggest is one of these. 12-gauge pump shotgun with a hot load. You can drop a guy at 20 yards with one of these. And the beauty is, even a child can use it.
Excuse me, Maud Findlay. Pardon me, but aren't you Eddie Hanks from Eddie's Gun and Fun Shop?
That's right, ma'am.
Well, I have a question. Isn't it illegal for citizens to carry shotguns around on the street?
Well, it is, and it isn't.
Thank you for clearing that up.
The thing is, it's illegal to carry them on a private patrol, but it's not illegal if you're going hunting. So what you do is... you hang one of these babies on your belt. Cops think you're a hunter.
Tell me, could you also tie a deer to the fender of your car?
That's good, too. If they're in season.
Look, ladies and gentlemen, neighbors, friends, I would like to say just a few words.
Marty, why don't you let Eddie finish what he has to say?
Arthur, let Maud talk. She's the one who was robbed.
Thank you, Vivian.
She's the one who was bound and gagged by two vicious criminals.
Thank you, Vivian.
And God knows what else they did to her.
All right, Vivian. Now, look, Arthur, I'm just going to say my piece and then I'll leave. Now, here's what I want to say. If you neighbors want to form a citizens' patrol to sort of walk the street and check on things, that is one thing, but carrying guns is quite another. I mean, we're neighbors. We're friends. We should help each other. Why, when Walter and I were robbed a few days ago, you people pitched in and helped, and that's what neighbors are for, not for shooting and killing. Now, believe me, no furniture is worth a human life. Certainly not the furniture that's over in my house. Thank you.
Miss Finley, just for that, I sure would like my TV set back.
That figures.
Don't listen to her, folks. What does she know?
Now, wait a minute, Arthur. You know, Maud might be right. We don't really need guns.
Oh, come on, Walter, not you too. Now, there's no need to be afraid of guns. Look, maybe we could use little 22 pistols like this. Now, these are safe, aren't they, Eddie?
Sure, they got a special safety catch.
Where's that?
Oh, it's right there on the back. Just flip it up.
Like this?
Yeah.
Good, I'll tell him. Goodbye. Arthur, I just talked to the hospital. Now, you can stop worrying. Dr. Scholl says Eddie's foot's going to be as good as new.
I feel awful. Imagine me, a surgeon, a healer, shooting somebody in the foot. In peacetime.
I guess Maud was right.
Yeah, she sure was. We shouldn't be carrying guns. At least not until they iron the bugs out of those safety catches.
Arthur, maybe you can carry little knives if it would make you feel better.
No, I'm no good with knives. Maud was right. We're neighbors. We should just look out for each other. Keep our eyes open. We don't need to carry weapons.
You know, I think you owe Maud an apology.
I do, too. Come on, let's go over there.
Okay.
I want to be the one to tell Maud what happened. Because, after all, I was the one that started all the trouble.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Arthur.
See, with just a few burglaries in the neighborhood, I panicked. Yeah. I'll admit it. I panicked. I forgot, just for a second, for a moment, that this is America. The safest country in the world.
Go to it, Arthur.
Right.
I really want to thank you, Officer Lopez, for finding our furniture. We're so looking forward to having it again.
Well, that's what we're paid for, Mrs. Finlay.
I know, but I mean, you were so brave chasing that van down the highway on your motorcycle.
Well, yeah. Danger is our business, ma'am.
Well, our insurance agent asked me to ask you one question. Now, when the van hit the utility pole, the rear doors flew open. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes. Well, what he wants to know is, how fast was our sofa going when it hit you?